is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
It's time to talk non-league football because we do this every Tuesday on Full Time. And this week, it's the turn of Camel Leds. And I'm speaking to Patrick Burke, who's their media manager. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Afternoon, Matt. You okay?
I'm very well, thanks. Great to have you on. Tell us a little bit about Camel Laird then, because a few years ago, they were a club who were flying high. There was a bit of investment in them. They were looking up the football pyramid, certainly. And then in 2014, 2013, things turned a bit sour, but they have turned around a little bit over the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Basically, the club had to reform in 2014. We went into the North West Counties. We got promoted to the Premier Division in our first season. Last season, there was quite a bit of instability, both on and off the pitch. That resulted in us getting relegated back to the First Division. But, yeah, it's going well. The season's going well, to be fair. So things are looking up again.
Yeah, you're eighth in the Hallmark Security League Division 1. It's a tough league to get out of, certainly. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the top of the table, Sildon are already on 54 points. They've won all bar one of their games, which is remarkable.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. And to be fair, we went there in October, and to be honest, we were really unlucky to lose. It's probably the best we played all season. We got beat 2-1, but we had them on the ropes at 1-0. We got it back to 1-0 and just had them on the ropes, but it just wasn't our day, sadly. But yeah, I think they're gone, to be fair. I think they'll win the league. Hmm. But, you know, the rest of it, the second automatic place and the four playoff places, they're wide open.
Absolutely.
So anyone who can put a run together has got every chance.
And that's the ambition, isn't it, to get that immediate promotion back up?
That'd be brilliant, yeah. I mean, that'd just be brilliant for the club, just, you know, just to show the progress we've made over the last 12 months, really. And yeah, if we can get in the top six, you know, with given that we've got one of the smallest budgets in the league, yeah, that'd be a brilliant achievement.
Well, Mick McGrath's in charge. How good a job is he doing then?
To be honest, when Mick took over, the club wasn't in the best state. I mean, last year we pretty much hit rock bottom, to be honest. Boxing Day, we got beat 6-0 at Barnton, and that was just, yeah, that was just the lowest point. But the last 12 months, to be honest, I don't think many clubs had a bigger turnaround than we've had. It took a while. Like, the performances improved at the start of the year, start of 2017, and then the results improved. We were on a 6-game unbeaten run towards the end of last season. And over the summer, he's just been brilliant, you know, preparing for this season. He's brought a new assistant manager in. He's made some smart additions while keeping the nucleus of the squad together, and I think you can see the progress we made, because we've only lost 3 times at home in the whole of this year. And if you'd have said that to me this time last year, I literally wouldn't have believed you. it's absolutely mad.
Well, it took until March, didn't it, to get the first home win last year?
It took until March, yeah. I mean, the relief that day, I mean, I've never quite experienced anything like it, to be fair. But yeah, it's all part of the fun, I suppose, of following a non-league club.
Well, how do you get involved in being the media manager of a non-league club then? How did that come about?
Well, this is basically my 4th year doing it now. So when I was 14, 15, I was just looking for some more experience, because ultimately I want to go into sports journalism. So I contacted quite a few non-league clubs, and Leeds was the one that came up. They said we got a vacancy for programme editor, as it was at the time. Hmm. And since then, it's just grown and grown. You know, doing the website, the social media, match reports. So, yeah, just growing and growing, and it's all really good experience for me. And, yeah, if there's anyone out there who's of a similar age to what I was, I'd say, yeah, no, it's a great place to start.
And I think the fact that you're still there, still doing things so heavily involved in Camel Laird shows how infectious the local non-league scene is.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, mate. You know, I wouldn't, like, you know, I'm an Everton fan, but I wouldn't go back, really. I just think it's absolutely brilliant, non-league, you know. Everyone knows each other. You know, you get on really well with everyone. It's just a great atmosphere.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and Patrick Burke, the media manager of Camel Laird, is on the line for our non-league feature. If you do want to get involved, maybe you're part of a non-league team or you know someone who is, drop me a tweet at Radio City Talk or drop me an email, matt.jones@radiocity.co.uk, and we will endeavour to get you on in 2018. I'm just looking a little bit at your squad over there at Camel Laird, Patrick, and you've got Joshua Maldon, who's on 14 goals already for the season, and there's a rather famous surname for someone on 12 goals, Joseph Malkin.
Yep, son of former Tranmere player Chris.
Yeah,
he's only 19, Joe, and he came in March last season, and yeah, this season, like, to be honest, he was on fire in pre-season. You know, you could tell he was going to have a great season, And yeah, 12 goals already to his name, and obviously Josh on 14 as well. So, you know, it's great. I mean, just different players chipping in with all the goals. You know, we've got a couple behind as well, a couple on 8 goals, a couple on 6 goals. So it's always good to have, you know, a variety of different players who can chip in.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about Joseph then. I mean, imagine if you're the age that you, I think you are, then you'll never have seen Chris play. What's Joseph like as a player?
He's quick. Yeah, he's a nightmare for defenders. You know, he'll run in behind, he'll cause him all sorts of problems. For a lad of his age, you know, he's very physical as well. You know, he won't get bullied by any defender. And he's clinical when he gets his chances. You know, he grabbed his first hat-trick in September, and it's just given him the confidence, you know, to go on. And he scores all different types of goals, you know, tap-ins, outside the box, headers. You know, he's a really good forward, you know. He's got it all, really.
The kind of player who you could see higher up the pyramid?
Potentially, yeah. If he keeps on improving and keeps on learning with Laird, yeah, there's no reason why not.
Absolutely. Well, there's one game tonight, isn't there, for Camel Laird? They've took Earlham in the second round of the Macron Cup. How important is this competition this season?
I think the league's obviously the priority. But, you know, the cups are always a nice distraction to have, aren't they? You know, we've already beaten one higher-ranked team in this division. We did that in this cup, sorry. We did that with 10 men against Congleton in the last round. We beat them in the last minute. So hopefully we can go on and do it again, because, you know, Congleton, they're one of 3 higher-ranked teams we beat this season. So, you know, the players clearly relish the challenge of testing themselves against the best. So hopefully we can go and do it again today.
And this one's over at Camel Laird tonight, isn't it? So if anyone wants...
It's at our ground, yeah.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to go, what are the details?
Details, grounds in Rockferry, £5 for adults, £2 for concessions. Usually for league games, it's Tranmere, Everton and Liverpool season ticket holders, they can get in for £2 as well. We can't do that tonight because it's a cup game, I believe. But yeah, it should be a really good game. Ireland, one of the only 3 teams to beat us at home this calendar year, so hopefully we can make sure that doesn't happen again.
And it's a 7:45 kick-off?
7:45, yeah.
Terrific. So if you are listening and you want to see a bit of local non-league football tonight, get over to Camel Lairds over in Rockferry as they take on Earlham in the second round of the Macron Cup. Patrick, great to speak to you. Just before we let you go, I ask the same question to every non-league contributor that we have on. What makes Camel Lairds so special?
The people, to be honest. Just the people behind the scenes, the supporters. You know, we went through a lot together last year, but you know, we all stuck together, and we all had a laugh along the way. And yeah, they're all brilliant people to work with. You know, I can't speak highly enough of them.
Fantastic, great to have you on, and best of luck in the game tonight, Patrick.
Yeah, cheers, Matt. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Burke there of the Camel Laird setup over there, the water. You can pretty much see Rock Ferry from here at the top of the tower. As I say, they're taking on Earlham tonight. And if you do want to be involved on our non-league feature, please get in touch. matt.jones@radiocity.co.uk or drop us a tweet at Radio City Talk. We'd love to have you on.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.